We're going to talk about a remarkable contribution now, though, of a Kerry man no longer with us. This is Croaghan O'Shea of Waterville, former Kerry person of the year for Waterville, who passed away in 2022. He has instructed that €500,000 be left to the Kerry Parents and Friends Association to benefit Tighan Ilan Centre on Valentia Island. He said another €500,000 should be left to the Children's Medical and Research Foundation at Our Lady's Hospital for Sick Children in Crumlin. Mr O'Shea left more than €61 million in his will. He started his career with the ESB on the Rural Electrical Scheme in 1966. He founded CJ O'Shea Limited in London to provide specialist formwork services to main contractors, and it became a worldwide operator. With me in the line to talk about this, I'm delighted to say, I have Bernice Costello, Director of Services with Kerry Parents and Friends Association, and also Elaine Dynam, Tighan Ilan Manager. We have two of the service users, Tighan Ilan as well, Patrick O'Sullivan, who's from Foylmore, and Dermot O'Connell. Good morning to both, to all of ye, and thanks for joining us on the programme. Bernice, first of all, tell me your reaction when you heard the news of Croaghan's very generous gift.
Oh, it's a fantastic donation and a very generous, you know, and it'll be a huge benefit to the Tighan Ilan. He was, I suppose, a super supporter of Kerry Parents and Friends for years. He was involved in fundraising when they were building the house back in 2003. And I suppose it was a centre of excellence in independent living at the time. So, you know, he really supported that vision, and he had golf competitions in Dublin to fundraise for the building of the house. So it enabled, I suppose, the residents who were mainly from the area to live in their community in Valentia.
Yeah, and that do you think it's because he saw the work and saw the way you were doing it, and it was obviously from his home place as well, but saw the model that you were pursuing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose he knew the families personally and all the residents personally, because he came from the area, and I suppose that does help him. And it did help, I suppose, that he supported that vision, seeing, you know, the benefits for the people in the locality.
Mm. Elaine, what will it mean for Tighan Ilan?
It's going to be huge for Tighan Ilan. We've been needing to replace our bus for a while now. It's on its last legs, and our local mechanic in Carsvein, Sean, does a wonderful job keeping it on the road. But the first thing we'll be able to do is buy a brand new bus for the service users. There's lots of other little things, you know, like replacing blinds around the house, kind of, you know, freshening it up. But I suppose long term, we'll have to think about, you know, the changing needs of our service users. And so there'll be a bit of planning involved in how best to use the money. I mean, obviously this is still very new for us, and we're very, very excited and overwhelmed at the donation that has been left to Tighan Ilan. It's unbelievably just so generous.
Yeah, absolutely incredible stuff, really. We've Patrick O'Sullivan and Dermot O'Connell on the line. Patrick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you like about Tighan Ilan, Patrick?
I think it's nice.
You think it's very nice. Would you look forward to the new bus?
Yeah, and the bus, yeah.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Dermot O'Connell, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerard. Fine, good.
Thanks for talking to me in the programme. Listen, what's it like in Tighan Ilan? Why do you like it so much?
I love it. Tighan Ilan.
It's a big part of the community, I know, Dermot, so you're delighted with the news that it'll be getting extra money.
Plenty of money, yeah.
And you have lots of friends there.
Patrick, Joe, and Alan, John James.
And Eric. You all really enjoy your time there.
Yeah. We are building this house for Mickey Rose's name.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Where do you like to go, Dermot?
Day out for afternoon tea, and then a salt one we can take, and that's going to see. Yeah.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. And look, the new bus will help a lot with that.
Yeah.
It certainly will. Brilliant. Well, guys, thanks so much for talking to me about that. Bernice, look, the lads outlining there, I suppose, the overall role, what it means for them, the sociability of it, and day trips out and everything like that.
Yes, and you know, the majority of the residents come from the locality, so they're, you know, they're it's so important to that they live and work and access and be seen in their service in their community, and this will continue to support that vision.
Elaine, can I ask you that element of it, like even as Dermot was talking about there, the day trips and what it means to them. I know sometimes they get to go to Thomond to see Munster rugby play, to be visible, to have their trips. It's a brilliant part of independent living, really.
Yes, so all the residents in the house will be very heavily involved in planning of activities. So they'd attend courses in the community. So they attend an art course in the O'Connell Centre in Carsevine, woodwork in Tech Amerigan in Waterville. And so we're always speaking with the lads here about what they want to do. So when a course has come to an end, they're involved in planning that. So there before Christmas, one of the residents said he'd like to go to Dublin Zoo. And that ended up being an overnight stay in Dublin for all of the residents, with a trip to the pantomime Christmas markets as well. So, and the lads here would be involved in the local Tidy Towns when there's fundraisers on. Kayleigh's down in the Valencia Community Hospital. They get invited to those. So they're really heavily involved in their local community as well.
Yeah, they certainly are. And look, it's I know part of the reason why Crohan would have done this one is because it's come from the local community, Elaine, as Dermot was talking about there, Rosaline, his parents, Rosaline, the late Rosaline O'Connell and Mick O'Connell, of course, as well. Real driving forces along with others in the local community for Tignall on.
Absolutely. Like the community here is outstanding, like how much they include all of the residents here, like they're very much part of the community, and the connections they have is fantastic. And obviously with Dermot here and his dad, the very famous Mick O'Connell, you know, everybody knows who all the lads are in the community. They're almost like celebrities when they go out for their afternoon tea.
And Dermot's big brother Michael and Maura.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed, that's true. Bernice, just finally, I know, like we're talking about, I suppose, the donation, and it's brilliant and it's amazing, an amazing legacy for Crohan O'Shea and his family. And Olaine's talked about what you need and what will be developed there and the need to plan. What would you say is the challenge ahead for you as an organisation in the changing ambitions that you would have with obviously regulation and the need to improve and keep people safe, but also what you want to provide for the service users?
In particularly in Valencia, is it?
Well, in the wider context of
in the wider, I suppose we are going through challenging times at the moment. Staffing is affecting, you know, all areas in healthcare.
Yeah.
And I suppose a lot of changing needs as the profile of our residents, as they get older, and I suppose responding to that, and I suppose it's our duty to continuously improve services and drive quality improvement, and that comes with a cost, you know, and I suppose we're always trying to find the resources on top of our funding, to develop and create better standards and opportunities for the people we support.
Yeah, indeed. Well, listen, look, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, all of you for talking to us this morning about that and what it means for ye. My thanks to Patrick O'Sullivan and Dermot O'Connell, two service users in Tignall Eolan, Elaine Dynam, who's the manager, and Bernice Costello, Director of Services at Kerry Parents and Friends Association, talking about the very generous legacy of Crohan O'Shea, €500,000 being left to benefit Tignall Eolan Centre in Valencia Island, and also Our Lady's Hospital for Sick Children in Crumlin. Next, another €500,000 going there out of his will, and our thoughts with the family this morning. They'll be delighted, no doubt about that, but on his sad passing in 2022.